As we've heard, President Bush will address the nation from the White House tonight. Anticipation of the president's speech has preoccupied official Washington today. And joining us now from the White House is NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, can you give us any more detail on what we can expect to hear in the president's speech tonight?
Melissa, the clearest indication came earlier today from White House spokesman Ari Fleischer, who said the UN failed to enforce its own demands that Iraq disarm, and therefore the diplomatic window has closed, and that Saddam Hussein has one last chance for a peaceful resolution by leaving the country. Otherwise, the 250,000 or so U.S. and British troops that are amassing outside Iraq's borders will be sent into action. The president will speak from the long, broad hallway called Cross Halls that connects the East Room and the State Dining Room. It's the one with the bright red carpet we've seen on TV many times. But we should note the White House isn't issuing any advanced texts of this speech. And there have been no formal on-camera briefings today, so all of this is being very closely held.
And will this be the last speech from the president before an actual attack on Iraq begins?
There are indications that there may be one more speech before the attack gets underway or as the attack is getting underway. So what tonight's speech is likely to be is kind of a curtain closer saying, diplomacy is over. There is one last chance for Saddam to leave. But then I think we'll get another speech from the president actually announcing that the hostilities have begun, and if in fact they do.
Brian, give us a sense, please, of what's been going on at the White House today as the president prepares.
A lot of meetings. Early this morning, the president saw the Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, Attorney General Ashcroft, Homeland Security Director Ridge, and FBI Director Mueller all came. And this afternoon, he's meeting with congressional leaders of both parties, as well as the chairman of some of the key committees, Armed Services, Foreign Relations, and Appropriations. That's interesting, I think, because, of course, it's the appropriators who will be in charge of coming up with the money, not only for war, but for reconstruction. The White House Journal report, the Wall Street Journal, that is, reported today, the administration could be seeking up to $100 billion for a war and its aftermath. So there will be some fairly serious conversations going on here.
There's also been talk of dissent within the Bush administration over how to deal with Iraq. Who has the president been consulting with as he prepares for tonight's speech?
Well, as the president went to the Azores yesterday, he called in some of his closest advisors to fly along with him. The longtime aide Karen Hughes, who left the White House, was on board Air Force One. Also, Michael Gerson, who is the head speechwriter and works on these big speeches, was on board. The president is also known to have been consulting very closely with Vice President Dick Cheney, whom we know has been one of the strongest proponents of military action against Saddam. Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, has been a constant presence in the Oval Office. And, of course, I think it's safe to say that the president's closest political advisor, Karl Rove, has also sat in and been a contributor to the decision-making process on this issue as well.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Brian Naylor at the White House.